In Russian, you say black business and grey business. In English, it's black and white. There's no white in Russia. How important is it to pay taxes? That was the trick question that was given to Jesus. Because if he said you should pay taxes, that means he's a Roman stooge. And if he says you shouldn't pay taxes, then he's in trouble with the Romans. So he said, give unto Caesar that which is due to Caesar. Cryptic reply. So, give unto Putin what is due to Putin. You can interpret that as you like.
And trust regarding taxes, and if one just donates for Krishna consciousness activities, devotees, is it enough?
Oh, definitely there are taxes mentioned in Arthashastra, which is the guide for administering a state.
Безусловно, в Артхашастрах есть это понятие, говорится о налогах, это искусство.
There's going to be an organized state, there has to be taxes. If one just gives donations, if one is part of the social system, then he should contribute to the state also. Man is a social animal. Brahmins are not to be taxed because they engage in activities for the spiritual welfare of others.
Духовной деятельности, которая приносит благо остальным.
But if one is working in a company or has one's own business, one is not acting primarily as a brahmana.
Но если человек работает в компании или имеет свой собственный бизнес, это означает, что его образ жизни не является брахманическим.
And he uses the roads and the water supply and all the other things which are organized by the state or by the local municipality. So social duty is there also. Now, if you just give to Vaishnavas, that is more valuable than giving to the state, and then others can pay more to the state, or the state will do less for the citizens, or whatever.
If you think it is more...
No, if one avoids paying taxes, and instead gives that money for Vaishnavas, usually they give it to their Vaishnavi wife, but they donate to the the Vaishnavi, or the Vaishnava who is most dear to them, namely their wife. Then if you actually donate for Vishnu's service, then that is more beneficial than donating to the state, which is if the state is non-Vaishnava.
Конечно, если вы жертвуете Вайшнавам, то это более благоприятно, чем просто жертвовать государству, которое не является вайшнавским. Но чаще всего пожертвование Вайшнавам, оно принимает форму пожертвования своей собственной жене Вайшнави на ее нужды.
But then the state might reward you by giving you a fantastic preaching opportunity to preach to all the prisoners in a jail. Then the state might reward you by giving you a great preaching opportunity by preaching to all the prisoners in a jail.
Но если вы будете уклоняться от уплаты налога государству, то государство тогда может устроить так, что у вас появится удивительная возможность проповедовать заключенным в местах.
And then you won't be able to give any more donations to the Vaishnavas or the Vaishnavi. So it's probably better to pay your taxes. Mostly, if you're working in a company or something like this, you can't avoid it anyway. It just automatically gets deducted, doesn't it?
No, but you have to declare. You may declare less, you may declare, depends upon your income, you may declare...
No, but if you work in a company, you have a salary, it's automatically deducted, yeah.
Yeah, for instance.
If you're a farmer or a small businessman with a selling socks and honey in the market, then you can...
He's a businessman, yes.
You can... Yeah, okay. There's a devotee in... Usually when the taxes are excessive, then especially in that case, people want to avoid.
Конечно, люди стремятся уклоняться от налогов, в особенности, если это налоги высокие.
There's a devotee in South India, he's a jeweler, and he has many shops all over Tamil Nadu.
Есть один преданный в Tamil Nadu, у него сеть ювелирных магазинов.
And he said, I just started to pay all my taxes. We computerize every sale and every transaction, I just pay all the taxes. I pay more in taxes than all the other jewelers who under-declare their income.
Я плачу больше налогов, чем остальные ювелиры, которые, естественно, занижают свои доходы.
But I can sleep peacefully at night.
Но я зато сплю спокойно ночью.
And from time to time the income tax department makes raids and I'd be in a big mess in that case.
И время от времени налоговые проводят проверки, но я спокоен, мне нечего бояться.
And he also gives lots, I mean, he's an extraordinary donor. Even without being asked, he gives so many donations for different Krishna conscious projects. So it's up to you. You have to decide ultimately. There are different stories, different narrations. In South India, there was the in other places in South India, there was the treasurer, Hindu treasurer of the Nizam, which means the Muslim ruler. And he was corrupt. Transcendentally corrupt. He embezzled large amounts of money from the state treasury.
Выводил большие
And he used the money for building a temple, a big temple of Rama, which is still standing, and a famous temple in Bhadrachalam, which is in Andhra Pradesh. It's probably transferred to Telangana state now.
И он использует эти деньги для того, чтобы построить храм Рамачандры. Тот древний храм, который до сих пор сохранился в городе Бадрачалам в Андхра-Прадеш.
We'll observe a minute silence of mourning.
Мы минуту молчания давайте соблюдем.
Mourning that even though the sign is there and people see it all the time, they don't care.
Скорбя о том, что несмотря на табличку, несмотря на то, что все ее видят, никто не следует ей.
It's meant for others.
Поскольку она предназначена для других.
Then I think that whatever I'm saying, whatever people don't like, which is probably most of it, they'll think that's for others. Then why should I speak at all?
Зачем мне тогда говорить вообще? Потому что то, что я говорю, люди будут думать. Если этому не нравится, если это не нравится, это предназначен для других. Какой смысл тогда мои вещи?
Buffet discipleship. Discipleship.
Buffet means like a small
buffet in French. Yeah. Take what you want and leave what you don't.
То есть это буфет такой получается. Человек заходит, а не ученик. Заходит, берет то, что ему нравится, и выходит.